Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 702. Today we hear from Ian, who asks,
a while back you recommended a technique of reading and rereading a book ad nauseum to analyze it. I'm paraphrasing here, I couldn't locate the episode. The fear for me is that I might come to dislike some of my favorite authors if I really take them apart looking for the magic. Is using the work I love the best way to do it? Or would a similar writer who I admire technically but have no sentimental attachment to, or even dislike, do just as well?
It kind of depends. First of all, I got to point out that internalizing a book is different than analyzing it. The fire hose exposure technique that I was advocating is so that you internalize and understand. Understanding and analysis are not the same thing. Analysis is one kind of tool you use to gain understanding. It is not understanding itself. So to analyze something, you would do more than just repeat exposure. You would actually, you know, break it apart and, you know, like you would take apart a machine. You'd look at how they're constructing their stories. You'd graph out the beat points and all sorts of stuff like that. So breaking a story down like that, yeah, well, if you got the kind of personality where seeing behind the curtain makes the magic go away, then yeah, you wouldn't want to do that to one of your favorite books. But the internalization process, the repeated exposure, does involve getting to a point where you're just sick of it and can't stand it, but then forcing yourself to continue through until suddenly you love it again and in a whole new way on a deeper level. That you can do with stuff that you love, and I would think that it would be rather purgatorial to do it to something that you hate, but then again, everything that I've done it with, even the stuff that I initially wasn't that hot about, but was just curious about because it caught me in a way that I didn't understand, I wound up loving as a result of that process. So deconstructing something in a critical fashion to find out how it works, that can destroy your love for a subject. Using the fire hose method to cross the line twice sort of requires that you continue the exposure until you love it again. So your mileage may vary. I understand that my personality is not typical and that different people have different sorts of responses. So you will want to use your own responses to guide. But yes, it is very valuable to study authors whose work you don't like as well as authors whose work you do, because you'll learn different things. And I should have a clever finish here, but I don't. So
here's one. The fire hose method is basically approaching the fiction that you like the way a four-year-old would.
Yes!
You watch a kid's favorite Disney movie, and suddenly that's the only movie that they want to watch. They watch it 20 times in a week.
Or bedtime stories. Read it again, read it again, read it again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it drives you absolutely bonkers because you, as an adult, think this is a really silly thing, but the kid is learning that story. They're internalizing that story.
They're learning the deep structures involved and things that, as mm-hmm. an adult, you're not even seeing anymore.
Approach fiction like you're four.
Yes.
Read it again.
Oh, you're brilliant. Thank you. The cast would not be half so good without you around. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.